朋友，欢迎到活在耶稣里网站来收听福乐人生讲坛。今天的讲员是于洪杰牧师，请你预备好圣经和受教的心，让神的话语祝福你的新生命。
为什么没有根呢？
Why it doesn't have key or the root?
因为它得不到滋，没有根，得不到滋润，所以它枯干了。
Because it does not have moisture.
就是很多的道进不到深处，不能够生根。
Because somehow the word cannot go into the depths of his heart to take root.
所以神的话听完了，没有办法深入进到我们真正的内心的深处。
That means after we hear God's words, the word cannot enter into the depths of our heart.
那为什么没办法深入呢？
Why can't it go into our heart?
大家专心嘛，我们帮忙回答，为什么不能深入？
Why can't it go deep into our heart?
因为土浅石头地，说到这个定的刚硬，有石头卡住它。
Because the ground is hard, it has rocks, it does not have moisture.
石头想往下，不是，根想往下长。
Yes, the root wants to go deeper.
但是碰到的石头。
But it encounters rocks. And that means we are, our hearts are hard.
石头说到我们不肯对神的顺服。
That we are unwilling to obey and submit.
石头说到我们没有一个柔软的心来接受神的话，在我们身上改变我们。
That we do not have a soft heart to receive God's words to change us.
完全就是以西结书36章讲的实心。
So this is the stony heart that Ezekiel chapter 36 talks about.
所以神说，神应许我们要给我们一个肉心，给我们一个新心，是肉心。
That's why the Lord promised that He will give us a new heart, a heart of flesh, not a heart of stone.
实心说到刚硬。
Because a stony heart is hard.
实心说到它没有感觉。
And it does not have feelings.
所以生命之道进不去，没有办法深入。
Therefore, the word of life cannot.Penetrate.
弟兄姊妹，我们里面有多少的地方在神的话语面前不能降服的，对不对？
Are there any places in our heart that just cannot submit to God's words?
哎呀，听到道的时候高兴得不得了，喜乐得不得了，太好了。
Yes, when we hear God's words, we rejoice that this is great.
回到家那个根要开始往下长的时候。
But yet, when we go home and then the root wants to go deeper.
他说遭了逼迫或遇了患难。
That we encounter tribulation
or
persecution and then it dries up.
根往下长，长到一半就碰到石头了。
When the root keeps going and then encounters stones.
往下长。
Keeps going deeper.
底下一个大电视把它挡住了。
And there's a big TV set
underneath.
And then the root just cannot keep going.
电视把我们给捆绑住了。
Because we're bound by TV.
什么？每天要读经。
What? We have to read the Bible every day?
我想休息。
Because I want to relax.
我想看电影。
I want to watch the movie.
你不要讲电视那么大了，好了，一个小小的 iPhone 嘛。
Maybe not a big thing like a TV, but small iPhone.
往下长的时候就卡住了。
And we want to keep growing, but it got stuck.
长不下去。
It just got stuck, cannot.
所以太阳一晒，其实太阳是要帮助我们成长的。
When the sun comes up, the sun is actually to help us.
太阳其实是要帮助我们生命丰盛，应该是带来祝福的。
The sun is to bless us, to bring us abundant life.
神容许一些环境、一些难处临到我们，其实是让我们生命茁壮、长得更好的。
Actually, God allows tribulation, persecution, all kinds of circumstances, so to make us strong.
常常都是神凉了又凉，知道这件事情对我们有益，容许它发生，哪里晓得却使我们枯干。
Because these circumstances are carefully planned by God to make us strong, not to dry us.
关键都在于没有根得不到滋润。
So the key is that there's no root. It does not have moisture.
没有根得不到滋润，是因为底下有石头。
It's because there's stones underneath.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹，第二件事情让神的道在我们身上进不去的，是我们这个人天然生命。
So the second reason why God's words cannot penetrate is because of our old flesh.
讲到我们这个人的刚硬啊。
That the heart,
它不能生根。
That it cannot take root.
所以上个礼拜师母在信息里面问到我们为什么不能够感恩。
So last Sunday, Pastor Nancy asked why we cannot give praises.
为什么不能够开口感恩？大家还记得吗？底下回答
了四个。Why we cannot open our mouths and praises? The four reasons given.
自己的感觉
First,
不想感谢
We don't feel like praising
第二个是骄傲好面子
Or we love our face
还有一个是我讲的
We're too proud
所以我们这个人天然生命常常让神的话 他不能够深入的碰到石头
So oftentimes our old flesh is the stone.
当圣灵感动我们，波饼起来赞美主的时候，碰到石头。
When the Holy Spirit urges to praise God, during communion, it hits a stone.
你说我祷告不够好。
It says, I'm not good at prayer.
哎呀，我不像这个谁祷告那么大声，我声音太小了。
Or maybe my voice is too soft. I'm not like the other person.
我不像谁祷告可以引经据典，我圣经不熟。
I'm not like so and so. I don't know how to quote the Bible.
哎呀，反正前面有那一排的，不用我。
Anyway, there are many people sitting on the front row. I don't have to pray.
你发现圣灵在感动我们的时候，我们不肯顺。
Oftentimes, when the Holy Spirit urges and moves us, we are not willing to obey.
所以神的话进不来，神的使命不能通行。
And so God's words cannot enter in, and God's command cannot get through.
我第一次操练在聚会中开口赞美，是我小学六年级。
So the first time I practiced to praise out loud in the meeting is when I was in sixth grade.
我紧张死了，神感动我，不知道那叫什么回事，但是觉得要开口，我就翻过来翻过去，一直跟主讲理由。
I was so nervous. I knew that God wanted me to praise out, but I keep arguing and reasoning with God.
那个种子下不去。
And then that seed just could not take.
我后来拿出杀手锏了。
And finally, I just did it.
我说主，如果再有一个人祷告，我就祷告。
And then I reasoned with God, negotiated with God. If there's one more person pray, then I will pray.
那平常空那么久以后都不会再有人祷告的。
Usually after a long silence, no one will pray.
一般大家就抬头了。
Because people will just lift up their
head. 你晓得那天隔那么久，居然有一个又祷告了。
But then that day after a long silence, someone prayed.
死就死吧，他完了我站起来就祷告。
I said, okay, I will pray. So I stood up and prayed.
那天那个根穿过石头，让我以后敢开口祷告。
So that day, the root finally penetrated, went through the stone. So
after that, 虽然我已经记不得我祷告什么。
After that, I had courage to pray, even though I don't remember what I prayed.
而且我记得我那天祷告完，传道人上来的时候还特别说：“你们以后祷告大声一点，不要像洪杰，像个小老鼠一样。
”But I remember that day after I prayed, the elder went up to the podium and says, "If any of you want to pray, please don't pray like." Brother Yu, his voice is so soft, like a little mouse.
要今天的话，十二岁的小孩，不要说十二岁的小孩了，连你们五十岁的人都受伤了。
Today, not let alone a 12-year-old, even a 50-year-old person might get hurt by it.
但是我那天顺服主的喜乐大过这些羞辱哈。
But that day, that day, the joy of obedience is greater than the shame.
因为我有一段时间祷告声音像女生一样，正在。成长过程中
Because that was my adolescent years My voice was like a girl
不肯顺服
But yeah Obedience
有时候听到讲到要奉献哎呀感谢主感谢主结果回到家一看哎呀那个东西我们又舍不得奉献
Sometimes we hear the message about offering And then we're so moved But when we go home Our heart is not willing to give
我记得不错有一次我在 Leadership 杂志上面它里面常常会一些卡通，不然那个漫画。
I remember seeing a cartoon on a leadership magazine.
我就看到一个图画是后面是教堂的背景，前面有两个弟兄从里面走出来。
And then on the cartoon with a church in the background, and two brothers come out of the church.
他们两个只剩下内衣跟内裤了。
They were wearing just their undershirts and underpants.
然后满脸兴奋的彼此说：“哇！”我从来没有听过一篇这么好讲奉献的道。
And then the person says, I never heard any better message on offering.
他们连钱也奉献了，衣服也脱下来奉献了。
So they apparently they offer everything they have, including their shirt and pants.
我们没有那么高的期望了。
That is not our expectation.
但是我希望弟兄姊妹，我们在主的面前，主任何时候说话。我们要把它当作圣旨一样，这是神对我说话。
But we hope that we will have this attitude. Anytime God speaks to us, we will take it as a holy decree coming from God.
古代一个人在传递君王的圣旨的时候，连接圣旨都得跪在地上。
Because in the old times, when they received the decree from the king, they will have to kneel down to receive the message.
全力以赴，更不要说还敢不顺服。
After they receive the message, they will put all of their heart and mind obey it, let alone disobedience.
所以弟兄姊妹在这里讲到土前石头地上。
So here, stony ground.
没有根得不到滋润。
Without root, lacks moisture.
所以极致未到遭了患难或是受了逼迫就立刻跌倒了。
So when a tribulation, a persecution arises, he stumbles.
所以大喊大叫爱主，跟我们真正被摆在环境里面还能够爱主，这是很大的不同。
There's a great difference that someone can shout, I love the Lord, or someone can say, I love the Lord, while going through tribulation and persecution.
我们在教会唱说 Shine for Jesus, 跟你来到同学都不信主的人中间，你还能够持守基督徒的见证，这是不容易的事情。
It's one thing to shout that we want to shine for Jesus. It's another that we can be a good testimony in front of our classmates or colleagues and be a testimony.
好几十年以前，在东德一个共产国家里面的故事，是真的故事。
There's a story happened many years ago in East Germany.
有一些基督徒就是很隐秘的在聚会。
There were a group of Christians. They were in hidings and then they're meeting in secret places. And this is a story. While in the middle of their meeting, all of a sudden the door was open and then some soldiers came with armed weapons.
他说你们中间所有愿意否认耶稣的现在可以出去，不然的话你们底下结果你们自己负责。
And then he says, anyone who would deny the name of Jesus can now leave. The rest of you, you're responsible for the outcome.
弟兄姊妹，不要只听故事，把自己摆进那个故事里面。
Please that, let us just put ourselves in this story, in this situation.
问一下自己，我们会怎么回应
？And ask ourselves, how will we respond?
你会想到，哎呀，等一下我被他打死了，太太孩子在家都不知道我到哪里去了。
What if?You know, what if I got killed? What happened to my wife and children? They would not even know.
才升了 vice president, 今天被打死了怎么办？
I recently just got promoted to be vice president. What if I die today?
我才结婚。
I just got married.
有这么有很多的东西都会让我们在这些逼迫面前我们不行。
Many things will cause us to hesitate in front of persecution.
所以很多人走了。
So many left.
大概剩下的不到三分之一。
Maybe less than a third remained.
他们把门关起来以后
，So they closed the door.
我告诉他们说，我们也是弟兄。
And the soldier says, "We are your fellow brothers too."
啊，穿着制服，他是不能够来聚会的。
Because they are in uniforms, they were not allowed. They should not come to meetings.
他们是在共产的身份是无神的，他们不能来聚会的。
They are in uniforms, and then in this communist country, they should not go to meetings.
他们要得到一些真正爱主的弟兄姊妹。能够放心的在这里敬拜神。
But then they want to meet with true brothers and sisters so that they can fellowship and worship with freedom.
弟兄姊妹，很多的时候，神好像对我们有一点要求。
Sometimes God seems to have some demand on us.
我们原来喊的震天假响的奉献的心智，通通没有了。
Sometimes God has some demand, and all of our desires or our wishes to serve God all of a sudden diminish.
每一次肯顺服的时候
，But every time when we are willing to obey,
那个根
，All of a sudden the root penetrate through the stony.
爸爸跟一个小孩子要糖，孩子拿过来不肯给爸爸。
Just like a father asks a son for candy, the son would refuse and hold on to the candy.
这是每一个家都。发生过的故事。
I'm sure this is happening in all families.
对不起，不是每一个家，
maybe not every family.
每一个家都发生过的考试，但是不见得孩子们都不给。
I'm sure all parents have done this testing of their children.
孩子就肯给你的，你爱他爱得不得了，你就巴不得把更好的给他。
If your child is willing to give you the candy, your heart would be so rejoiced. You're willing to give him even more.
你知道这个孩子懂得感恩，你知道这个孩子的生命性情，你可以放心。
Because you know that you can trust this child. This child knows how to give thanks.
弟兄姊妹，其实神今天哪里缺什么？
Because today God lacks nothing.
今天我们被摆在难处，或者神对我们有要求，其实神是为了我们长得更好。
If God places in a difficult situation, or if God has some demand, God actually wants us to grow even more.
第三个。
Thirdly,
撒在荆棘里的。
So among the thorns.
你把马可福音、路加福音摆在一起看的时候
，If you look at Mark and Luke together,
这里讲到的荆棘里面包括的世上的思虑。
So the thorns represent the cares of this world.
世上的思虑，这个在路加福音又把它叫做今生的思虑，就是今天暂时的。
Or the cares today.
第二个讲到钱财的迷惑。
Or the deceitfulness of riches.
第三个讲到别样的私欲。
Or all kinds of other pleasures of life.
第四个讲到厌乐。
Or the desires and pleasures of life.
你把这四个都摆在一起的时候，
If you put all four together,
你就知道主耶稣在这里所说的荆棘到底是什么。
Then you understand what Jesus meant by thorns.
我们一起来复习一下。
Let's remember that
世上的思虑。
First of all, the cares of this world.
钱财的迷惑。
Deceitfulness of riches.
还有呢，别样的私欲。
And the desires for other things.
还有厌乐。
And pleasures of life.
弟兄姊妹，我们就想问一下，在我们的生命成长里面有没有荆棘？
So do we oftentimes have these thorns?
世界的王用各样的东西。
Because the king of the world is trying all means.
用各样的方式要把我们的道给挤住。
All means to choke up this word of life.
让我们不能够正常的结实。
So that we cannot bear fruit.
现在心中一点思虑烦恼都没有的，请举手，好吧。
Please raise your hand if you do not have any cares or any worries.
大家都很真实嘛，哈。
Yeah,
其实我还是希望看到一些。
哇 ，we're very real.
因为我们都很亏欠神，圣经上说应当一无挂虑。
But yeah, the scripture tells us that we should not worry about anything.
所以有人举手噻。哦，你们两个彼此举。
All right.
有些。有一个人碰到他的朋友。
Once someone met his friend.
他说：“你最近怎么了？看你掉头发掉得蛮厉害的。”
And he says, "What happened to you? It seems like you have shed your hair."
他说：“因为我烦恼太多了。”
His friend says, "Because I have too much worry."
他说：“那你烦恼什么呢？”
He said, "What are you worried about?"
他说：“我就是烦恼我的头发一直在掉。”
Because I worry about I'm losing hair.
所以你看，没事也要去找个烦恼，对不对
？See, even if we don't have anything to worry, we'll find something to worry about.
所以仇敌有的是办法把各样的思虑给我们。
Because the enemy is very good at giving us all kinds of worries.
我们这个也担心，那个也担心。人家告诉我们说，其实我们心里面所担心的事情，百分之八九十是不会发生的。
We worry about this, we worry about that, but actually, among our worries, about 80 or 90% of things never happen.
而且它如果真的发生的话，又有这个百分之多少是你没办法阻止，它一定会发生的。你忧虑也没用。
And even if it happens, most of time you cannot control or change anything, so it's useless to worry anyways.
所以弟兄姊妹，世上的思虑，钱财的迷惑。
So the cares of this world, the deceitfulness of riches.
很多的时候，我想这个我们不用多说了哈。还有其他的私欲，还有各样的厌乐。
And desires for other things and pleasures of life.
这个世界用各样的方法在这里发明更好的东西让人享受。
The world is trying to invent all kinds of new things for us to enjoy.
你看卖了多少年轻人的这个青春呢？
And it devours so many young lives.
去发展更好的这些，我不要再说了，免得你们难过。
Okay.
就是人类享受已经够了，但是还拼命在这里研究，就是让它更好。
We already have enough enjoyment, enough entertainments. Yet people are still trying to invent new.
但是为了要追求那个多出来的更好，却把人家庭生活、人际关系、人性尊严、人生中最重要的事，通通给我们破坏了。
In order to pursue even more pleasures, but the most precious things about our life, our characters, dignities, and then relationships and family, they're being
我们的健康，我们跟家人该有的关系，我们的这个性格，我们各方面。什么东西他就这样子弄了，为了那个东西把我们给破坏掉了。
In order to pursue those more pleasures, we sacrifice our health, our relationship, our family, even our dignity.
大家注意到了没有？这里所说的三件挑战。
Do you see the three challenges here?
撒在路旁，特别说到撒旦那二者，仇敌直接的攻击。
The seed might be sown on the wayside. It's the direct attacks of the Satan.
土浅石头地，说到我们天然的生命，我们的肉体刚硬，不肯顺服，不肯让神生根。
Stony places refer to our old flesh, our hardened hearts that we will not allow the root to take place.
荆棘说到这个世界。
And the thorn refers to this world.
就不管仇敌直接的攻击，我仇敌借着我们天然人的这个败坏的本性不肯顺服，或者借着这些世界的诱惑，他 一件事情就是不容许这个生命在我们身上正常的成长。
Whether it's a direct attack of Satan or our corrupted old flesh or the cares of this world, anything, the purpose is that we will not take root. We will not grow.
因为我们今天所讲的结果子不是一件小事。
Because the to bear fruit is not a small thing.
结果子那个最高的境界就是道成肉身，这是撒旦最怕的。
The utmost purpose, the utmost goal.Bear fruit is that we will become the word become flesh.
我们这个人，我们的家，我们的教会，真正能够容神一人，决定是建立在道成肉身上。
If we as individuals or a family or church, if we want to glorify God and edify men, we have to be testimonies of the word become flesh.
如果基督伟大的生命，圣灵那个伟大的 agape。在我们里面不能够活出来，不能够让人感受的话，所有东西都空谈的。
If this great life of Jesus Christ, this agape love cannot be lived out of us, then everything else is in vain.
所以我们怎么样从白占地图到能够结实百倍
？So how can we turn from wasting up the ground to bearing fruit a hundredfold？
所以刚刚讲到撒在好土里，就是人不仅听到又领受，而且又结实。
If the seed is sown on the ground, that means not only we receive, hear the word, receive it, and bear fruit.
人听到
hear the word,
领受
accept it,
而且结实
and bear fruit.
虽然有三十倍、六十倍、一百倍
yes, some 30-fold, some 60, and some 100-fold.
但是他至少结实了
but at least it bears fruit.
他至少被神悦纳了，归到神的仓里了。
And it's accepted by God into God's storehouse.
刚才有一个点讲到撒到荆棘里的时候，我忘了讲了。那里有一件最遗憾的一句话。
And then when the scripture says, "The seed is sown on the thorns."
啊，就是路加福音第八章告诉我们说，结不出成熟的籽粒来。
It says it cannot bring forth fruit, mature fruit.
哎呀，弟兄姊妹，我每次读到那个，我就里面有个不甘心啊。
So every time I read this, then my heart is just so aching.
其实教会有很多弟兄姊妹都很爱主。
So actually, there are many brothers and sisters at church who love the Lord.
哦，我们让种子落在地里死了，而且长大了。
We let this seed fall into the ground, die and grow.
它真的在这里长大。
It's actually growing.
它甚至真的结实了。
And it actually bears fruit.
但是很可惜的结局在结不出成熟的籽粒来。
But sadly, the end is that it does not bear mature fruit.
看起来是好。
It looks good.
但是仍然被捆住。
But yet still being choked.
在我们身上有那么多的地方是被道是被挤住的。
So many areas of our life that this world is choked.
我们没有办法自由地活出基督徒该有的情形。
We cannot live with freedom, the likeness of Christ.
我们到了一定的程度卡住了。
We reach to a certain point and we are stuck.
我们没有办法来祷告，没有办法来追求，没有办法再更深入。
We cannot come to pray. We cannot come to pursue. We cannot go further.
神在我们身上的旨意被卡住了。
And God's will is stuck in our life.
弟兄姊妹，我们真的要向神祷告。
We need to pray to God.
如果我们每一个人都是这样子，让神的道，让神的话在我们身上是自由的话
，If we can, every one of us can let God's words freely grow in us.
我相信我们个人，我们的家跟整个教会不一样，真的不一样。
I'm sure us as individuals, family, and church, we will be different.
结实三十倍、六十倍、一百倍。
We will bear fruit 30-fold, 60-fold, or 100-fold.
所以我们怎么样从白占地图
？So how can we turn from wasting up the ground?
站在这里却没有果子。
We are standing, we're occupying the ground, but there's no fruit.
所以我们必须要看重结果子是一件大事情。
So we have to esteem that bearing fruit as an important thing.
就是神在肉身显现。
And then it is God appear in the flesh.
他就是不再是我，乃是基督。
And it is no longer I, but Christ.
他也是保罗说的。
And that's also what Paul says.
不管我在怎样的环境里面。
In whatever circumstances.
无论是生，无论是死。
Whether by life or by death.
无论我里面怎样。
Whatever circumstances I'm in.
我总叫基督在我身上照常显大。
Christ will magnify it in my body.
哎，这也是回到我们整个教会的。这个 mission 我们的使命
and that is then we're coming back to the mission of our church
就是我们无论个人家庭和教会
that us as individuals or family or as a church
我们希望都能够成为耶稣基督道成肉身的见证
we will become testimonies of Jesus Christ incarnated the word become flesh
这个道是从创世以前就在神心中的心意
this word is God's will since the beginning of the world.
神要借着他的儿子把他伟大的生命赐给我们。
God's will is that through Jesus Christ, God wants to give us His great life.
让我们不仅仅享受他的爱，享受他的宽恕，享受他的拯救，享受他的帮助，享受他的保护，这都是我们平常所希望的。
Not only that we get to enjoy His love, His forgiveness, His protections, His care, His help.
他更希望我们成为 partaker of His divine nature.
But he even more so wishes that we can become partakers of his divine nature.
有一次我去参加一个牧者会啊。
Once I went to a conference for the pastors.
那个纽约 Brooklyn Tabernacle Church Jim Cimbala, 他是我们都非常珍惜的一个神的仆人。
And Pastor Jim Cimbala from Brooklyn Tabernacle Church.
他那天在讲道的时候。
On that day he preached.
他说有很多人问他。
He says many people ask him.
他说 Pastor Cimbala.
Says Pastor Cimbala.
他说为什么你在二十世纪、二十一世纪，你还在讲一百年前的道
？Why are you still preaching 100-year-old messages in 20th and 21st century?
他觉得他的道不合时代，不够 modern.
Somehow they thought his messages are outdated, not modern enough.
Jim Cimbala 告诉他说：“我所传的道不止一百年，是两千年的道。”
But Pastor Cimbala says, "My message is not just 100-year-old, but 2,000 years old."
弟兄姊妹，我们今天早上，今天我们所讲的这个道，不止两千年。
So this message that we're sharing today is not only 2,000 years old.
在创立世界以前，就在这位伟大的神心里的意念，就是要把他生命赐给我们。
This is actually God's will before the foundation of this world that He wants to give to us.
所以，希望我们每一次听神的话的时候，我们里面真是有一个说不出来的兴奋和喜乐。
I hope that every time we hear God's words, we will have this unspeakable joy and excitement.
神要对我说话
，because God wants to speak to me.
我们里面有一个说不出来的敬畏和顺服。这是圣旨，这是从王来的。
That we have this unspeakable awe and submission. This is decree from God the King.
然后我们里面要有一个神圣的使命感。
And then we have this sense of mission.
神的话不仅是生命，更是使命。
Because God's word is not just life, but a commission.
这个话要在我们身上要成为见证。
Because this word will become a testimony in our life.
所以弟兄姊妹，撒种的比喻。再请弟兄姊妹注意到，它不是一个很简单的一篇信息。
So please pay attention that this parable of the sower is not a simple message.
它说到我们每一次对神话语的态度。
This refers to our attitude to God's words every time He speaks.
我也希望大家礼拜五小组聚会前面所谓的信息回馈，不要随便找一个人。轮一下交差了事。
And I hope that in our small group meetings on Friday, we will not just take turn and find someone to feedback the Sunday message.
我们希望整个小组一起接受挑战。
I hope that entire small group will take up the challenge.
整个教会一起接受挑战。
That entire church will take up the challenge.
到底神说的话，我们活了多少，顺服了多少？
Now that God has spoken, how much have we lived? How much have we submitted? How much has it grown?
没有一个人白占地图。
That I hope none of us would just waste up the ground.
巴不得没有一个人。
I hope
在听见神的道以后，被飞鸟立刻吃尽。
I hope that none of us, this will happen to none of us, that the bird of the air will come and snatch the seed away.
没有一个人听得到，只是在当时欢喜领受而已。
Nobody will just receive it joyfully immediately, but for a while only.
但是却不能生根。
But the root cannot take up.
也没有一个人。
And there'll be no one.
道长了，但是却被荆棘挤住了。
That bears fruit, but yet being choked by thorns.
结不出成熟的枝叶。
That it cannot yield mature fruit.
啊，巴不得我们都是结实累累。
I hope that all of us can bear much fruit.
我们一起祷告。
Let us pray.
弟兄姊妹，随着圣灵的感动，为自己、为神家祷告。
Please pray according to the move of the Holy Spirit for us and for the church.
为着我们的神，到今天他还是说话的神，我们来祷告。
Let's pray to Him who is still speaking to us today.
让他的话能够落在好土里面。
That His word will fall into good ground.
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray.
主啊，你对我们说的话不仅是灵，是生命。
Lord, Lord, the words that you speak to us not only is life and spirit.
所以你的话就是你自己。
But your word is yourself.
主啊，当你在每一次你说话的时候
，Every time you speak,
主啊，让我们都用好土来承接它。
That we will receive it with good ground.
好让它在我们身上真能够道成肉身。
So that it will become incarnated, will become flesh.
主啊，不要让我们再浪费我们的年日或百战地图。
Help us not to waste our time and waste our ground.
让我们每一次都在你的身上，都在我们的身上，你可以找到果子。
We hope that every time you come, you will find fruit in our lives.
祝福你的教会。
Bless your church.
祝福我们在座的每一位。
Bless every one of us.
祝福所有听到这篇信息的人。
Bless everyone who hears this message.
主啊，让我们都带着认真的心来聆听你对我们说话。
That with a sincere heart we will hear your message.
因为这实在是一场严肃的属灵争夺战。
Because this is a solemn spiritual war.
为着你家的见证，为着你的荣耀，我们向你祷告。
For the testimony of God's house and for your glory we pray.
好让你的儿女能多结果子，使父得荣耀。
That your children will bear much fruit and you will be glorified.
谢谢你。
Thank you, Lord.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
朋友，你收听的是福乐人生讲坛的系列节目。我是玛丽姐妹，感谢你的收听，也希望你能为活在耶稣里福音事工祷告。如果你愿意用金钱奉献来支持福音节目，请在我们网站的首页点击奉献支持，与我们一起同工，带领更多的同胞来归向神的救恩。